now's the time when things are shifting. There's gonna be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
True international of a depression.
Who are fake news?
I am not suicidal.
We'll circle back with you directly. If I can circle back, I'll circle back with you.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Oh, and welcome to episode 229 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Ryan.
We're just two guys just drinking some beer, talking about what's going on. Been kind of a quiet week in general, for the most part. Like, a little bit here and there of crap. Like, Adam Schiff had his luggage stolen.
Oh, I missed that.
In California. So he gave a speech wearing, like, cargo shorts or something and a button-down t-shirt. Or something like that. I thought that was kind of funny. But we do have a couple follow-ups before we get into anything. What's up with this bridge thing? Because I could not read this article for whatever reason. But someone's placing blame for what happened in Baltimore.
The Baltimore City is accusing the owners of the ship of negligence in the disaster. But the owners of the ship have already countersued to limit their liability in the situation.
How are they suing the city because they wrecked a bridge?
I don't know. I can't read the article now either. I guess I've already read too many Baltimore Sun articles. So.
Well, doesn't that always suck? It's like, oh, you've reached your allotment of free articles this month or whatever. You're like, month. But that's interesting. So I'm gonna try to keep up on that to find out what actually happens. And remember, we talked about the squatting issue that we pointed out way in advance, and then as it happened, we covered it thoroughly.
Yeah, and it made such press in New York that they actually changed the laws.
Yes. Well, what's considered a resident, I believe the term is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now you can't just sit in someone's house for 30 days and own it. This was sparked because of the outrage after everyone saw the woman who owned the house being taken away in handcuffs in New York.
Yep.
So once again, we are from the future. Saw all this coming. Do you know, Joe Biden should just listen to our show and it would solve all the problems in this country.
It definitely make him look better.
Yeah, exactly. Because then he'd be like, remember when I said this was going to happen? Look at that, it did. All right. So, speaking of Joe Biden, election season must be coming up.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is.
Because now the World Health Organization is telling us to be very afraid of this new bird flu. That's 52% lethal when it crosses into humans.
Uh-huh.
Problem is, only like 70 people have contracted it. So, you know, small sample groups.
Yeah.
But obviously, they're going to do everything they can to scare the crap out of you so Joe Biden doesn't have to go out and speak to people.
No, because we've seen it over and over again. When he does go out and speak to people and he leaves the prompter behind, it makes great information for the show.
It does. That's why down here we're going to be circling back to it. But
we're about to start a Joe Biden segment. So
he's open, especially if he does. If he actually debates Trump,
yeah,
we'll I want to do that. A live. like a Mystery Theater 3000. You know,
yeah,
live fact checking. We might need our fact checker and Roman history buff expert to help
us
on that
one. Yeah, we might need her to hop on the episode for that one.
And Dan Rather,
yep,
was on the news recently.
Uh-huh. He's coming back on CBS.
Well, it's hilarious because they call him a disgraced anchor man. Do you remember what it was that ended his career?
I do. He did a report about President Bush falsifying his National Guard records so he wouldn't have to serve.
Well, it turned out to not be accurate either.
Right.
Now look at how much the news is pushing out false stories, and then even when it's proven that they're false, they just pretend
they stick
like
with
it. Yeah,
like
the Hunter
they go
Biden
down
laptop.
with the ship, you know, they're committed to it.
Yeah, but Dan Rather actually had to resign over this. These guys are like, eh, whatever, we'll do whatever we
well,
want.
that
We'll
just
tell them
shows that back then people in powers of be actually cared about telling the truth, and now they don't.
Yeah, it used to be, exactly, it used to be a place to get news that you could trust, and now it's which side of the aisle do you want to sit on? It depends on what channel you're going to put it on, you know? Which, once again, another reason I keep saying, take the D's and the R's off of all the voting tickets.
People,
if you don't know,
well,
yeah, if you don't...
the people that are politically in tune would know the difference, but the political naivety people wouldn't, so.
They wouldn't bother voting. Because they
yeah,
wouldn't be able to just vote D or R down the line.
True.
And let's be real, who pays more attention to what's going on and knows their... How many people do you know their congressman's name? And how many of them vote Republican versus Democrat? You know what I mean? Just in general, think of that as everybody who might be listening to this show. And
yep.
I bet you most people that listen to this don't know who their congressman is.
Nope.
Which reminds me, I need to look up who the congressman is where I'm going to be moving to. I like to know who's making the decisions and, you know, what decisions. I'm actually going to have a look at his voting record, too, because that's just the kind of person I am.
Yeah.
All right. This, I think WAPO shared this one to the group, but I'm not sure about women are paying like $500 a pop to get a salmon semen put into their vaginas.
I did definitely not share that. So
I definitely did not either. Apparently,
there's only one other person it could be then.
It didn't sound like something you would have shared. He laughed at us. Like, yep, yep. Apparently, it does all sorts of stuff to increase sex life. So I was like, all right. Sounds kind of weird and gross for sure. People do weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. So, Virginia Beach, you guys put in wind power?
They are in the process of installing the wind turbines for wind power off the Atlantic coast.
Well, that's a good place to put them because it collects, I mean, there's a lot of air moving and it's not in the way of stuff, right?
But the residents agreed to it when they were told that they wouldn't be able to see it from land.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it should be miles out. So
look at what happened in up your way with Cape Cod when they tried to put wind farms off of the coast of Cape Cod.
Yep. They said no way.
Yep.
Like that's
you
the
can
entire
actually
tourist
see them. You can actually see them on a clear day from the beach in Virginia Beach, and people are mad about it.
Well, yeah, I know it's funny because you know there's gonna be someone's like, what difference does it make if you can see them? That's where the property value of the beach comes from, is the view.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you don't want to be looking at power plants. You know, you want to be on the beach and enjoy the view. Your property value goes down. Like, no one, you know what I mean? They'll just go to a beach that doesn't have windmills sitting right there. So I wonder what's going to happen. Are they just stuck with it now that construction's begun?
Dominion, no, they're not. Dominion's offered to pay Virginia Beach more money because of it. The power company here in Virginia, in this area of Virginia, is going to pay more for the privilege of having the wind turbines off the coast.
Sounds like hush money to me.
The customer plan, you never see anything of it, but there'll be more money in Virginia Beach coffers because of it.
Yeah, until they blow it on something stupid.
Right.
I read this article about the Chesapeake dude.
Huh?
I don't know if you read it, but the dude got busted with a DUI for being under the influence of marijuana.
That's why I shared it, was because of the marijuana DUI.
Well, don't get high and drive, first of all. I understand driving stoned on weed is less dangerous than like beer, because for the most part, you're going to stop 10 feet before the stop sign, then creep up to it.
I've never done that.
But it's not a good idea because other drivers don't expect you to, you know what I mean?
Stop 10 feet away from the stop sign.
Exactly. Well, apparently this dude not only got arrested for it, but he actually killed a woman.
Yes. That's what was really threw it over the top was the killing the woman.
Well, I guess he hit two pedestrians. Yeah, good luck surviving getting hit by a car moving at speed. You know what I
No,
mean?
not
And his
happening.
and the delayed reaction time from the weed couldn't get to the brake or turn the wheel quick enough, you know?
No.
But so once again, don't take legal advice from me, but don't get fucked up and drive because nothing good can ever come from it. It's easy to get a ride from someone else and then go back for your car the next day.
Yep.
Not
Uber
worth
and
the risk.
Lyft, we'll get you there too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So you can even call like Uber or check this out. You know there are these places that like have special cars and different drivers that drive these cars, like not personally owned vehicles. I go out and pick people up and drop them off. They used to be a big deal in New York. I think they call them taxi cabs.
Are they Egyptian taxi cabs?
Don't know
Or
why.
gypsy taxi cabs? The ones that run
Gypsies.
a, the one that they run under the radar, that they're not controlled by anybody. They're just.
Well, I meant actual like a taxi cab company. Like those things still do exist. You don't have to call Uber or Lyft, you know?
Yeah, you'll save a lot of money if you call Uber or Lyft.
Oftentimes, yes. Because I actually more than once at like the Green Turtle, I'd be like, "Can you call me a cab to the bar drive the bartender?" And
Yep.
it was that easy to get a ride home.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. So these protests that we've been seeing nationwide on campuses, and particularly in Northeastern elite schools, is hit a fever pitch. Bob Kraft, the owner, he's a billionaire. He
Yep.
owns the New England Patriots.
Finally, somebody's
He,
putting their money where their mouth is. I love it.
yeah, he's pulling all of his donations that he gives every year because he's a Columbia alumni,
Right.
alum, pardon me, alum. And he's like, "I'm not giving you guys any more money." He's like, "What's the matter with you?" You have people saying, "I am Hamas."
And
And
I'm
it's like,
sure he doesn't give them cheap donations either. I'm sure his donations are fairly sizable.
I'm certain of it. Like, how much money do you give to any school you went to?
Nothing.
None. Right? That's, and people hear that all the time. He's like,
But I'm
"Well, what's
also
the
not
difference?"
a billionaire either that coached for the same as an NFL coach for 30 years
And
and
why
now
you?
has got it getting a deal with ESPN to make millions of dollars on a book deal. So
Is he really?
it's either the NFL Network or ESPN. Yeah, he's
I know.
on with he's gonna be doing actually. It's right. It is ESPN because he's going to be on with Monday Night Football people.
Well, that seems kind of strange if he owns one of the teams, right?
What team? Oh, not. Oh, no. Oh, Robert Kraft. I was thinking of the guy that just got fired from there.
Belichick.
Yeah. I was talking about Belichick there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that ought to be interesting because Belichick had some really great trick plays over the
And anybody
years.
that owns an NFL football team is a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, dear God, are you kidding me? To own a professional sports team, period, let alone a football team in the United States, you're worth billions and billions. And he's not given, I mean, if you're donating money to Columbia in New York, even $5 million isn't going to help him that much. You know what I mean? Like he must be giving sizable donations. Even $5 million isn't going to help him that much. You know what I mean? Like he must be giving sizable donations.
You're
You're playing that back at me, you know? All right. You're still sharing it. You clicked on the Facebook link, didn't
I was checking comments, something I do on a
Yes.
regular basis. And nor do
I
way,
know.
the only way to get the comments to pop up right properly is to refresh. And when you refresh, it turns off the mute. So,
Oh, does it really?
yeah, it does on
Oh, that's
my system.
a pain in the butt. Oh boy. Oh, that's right. I shared I'm glad you got a laugh out of that. Just I saw the picture of you in the reflective vest you put up with picking up trash on the side of the road. And you saw my car. I was like, this was to avoid jail time. The wife opens up her phone, she goes, "Oh, what did Brian do?" She just saw the picture. She didn't even I was like, "I'm so glad you thought the same thing." Yeah, community service in lieu of jail time.
Nope. The Phoebus, where the VFW post is that I'm a member of, they have this annual cleanup now, and it started out real small, and about 90 people showed up to just go around for about 3 hours picking up trash. And
that's really cool, actually. And
it's gotten so big that it's not even in the little neighborhood of Phoebus anymore. We were actually walking down Mercury Boulevard towards my house today, which, you know, is a major thoroughfare in Hampden. And just myself and my wife and our groups, we picked up about 8 bags of trash.
Oh, dear God, that's disgusting, isn't it?
It is. And I'll tell you, it was a ton of cigarette butts and a ton of cigarette wrappers out of cigarette packs. I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, I'm so glad you quit. You know, this is ridiculous. And where it's really bad is at stoplights, right around mm-hmm. where people stop. They just throw whatever they damn well feel out of the car. We had one group that was with one couple that they were in a median that was like maybe 2 city blocks, and they were there the whole 3 hours picking up shit.
That's disgusting.
Yep. It really
is. And this is a veteran run group.
Well, the there's a organization in Phoebus that like coordinates a bunch of different things, and we just happen to be a participant in it, the VFW.
Gotcha. Okay, because I thought it was I was like, that's even sadder if it's only the vets that get together to clean up.
No. It was a bunch of people from that like the area of Phoebus. You know, they all
got city clean thing.
Yeah, I got another T-shirt out of the deal, and you know, I won. We won a raffle today where I got a T-shirt from the local CBD shop. And we got a $25 gift card to the CBD shop too. So
it's funny when we go for a walk around the block with the kids, the wife always brings a trash bag just for that reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why not pick up while we go around? You know,
exactly.
Who wants filthy neighborhood? You know what I mean?
That's not going to happen, Michael Duckett. I am never moving to Cali, and I will not be picking up shit.
Do those dudes get paid?
And they get paid well.
I'd pick up human turds if it was enough money, but I wouldn't want to live in California.
No. I think you kind of gotta live in California to pick up the turds.
Yeah, and I mean, I've dealt with human turd enough when I was a hull tech in the Navy.
Yeah, you're good at it.
Our nickname was Turd Chaser. Which, by the way, if they were running, we didn't want to chase them because everything was going where it was supposed to. I herded them. I was a turd herder.
Yeah. You kept it running in the right direction.
The mayor of Boston sent the police in to break up an illegal protest. I'm not sure exactly what laws were broken, but they were pro-Palestinian protests. And when people refused to leave, hundreds were arrested.
Mm-hmm.
This is nuts because at Harvard, like 118 got arrested for a similar thing. They're clamping down on these loud students.
Yeah. You saw what they did in UT. You know, they had the state police and, you know, the National Guard in there within minutes of it. You know, they weren't playing around. And Columbia actually shut down all in-classroom classes for the rest of the semester.
Yeah. Dude, get your money back, huh? Oh, I put these
in the wrong order. How would you feel like if you're a parent that was spending millions of dollars on college education, you found out your kids were living in a tent on the quad?
Not even millions. Like how many of these kids took out student loans to go to an Ivy League school that we're going to pay back? So that they can protest how much they hate the Jews.
And I want to send, I mean, nothing against transgender people for pro-Palestine, but I would like to charter a plane and send a transgender people, or not even necessarily transgender people, but people that are in favor of that kind of lifestyle, to Palestine and see how they do there.
Well, only the ones that support Palestine right now. Like, for example, Claire is like knows full well what happened. Mm-hmm. What would happen if she went
Claire is not your normal, you know, transvestite either.
But transgender, not transvestite.
Transgender, big difference. Yes, you're right.
Yes, there's a big difference.
Yes.
But no, exactly. Claire knows better than, like, no, they would kill me.
Yeah, she's politically in tune with the world.
Well, remember those at one point there was like a Queers for Palestine thing going on. It's like, do you understand?
Yeah, send them to Palestine. See what happens. Like,
they would throw you off a rooftop. You know this, right?
Remember when years ago when the Iranian prime minister came out and said there were no homosexuals in Iran?
I believed him because they killed them all.
They weren't coming out of the closet. That's for damn sure.
I mean, just like there are no capitalists in a communist nation either because they get killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. But yes, drag queen doing drag queen story time.
Mm-hmm.
In Massachusetts, had the children chanting "Free Palestine." So you get what you vote for, folks.
Yep.
This is what you know. You look around, you wonder why everything's falling to shit. Have a look at the way you've been voting and see if these decisions. Because the people that disagree with you politically are the ones who said all of this is bad stuff, and this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And everyone needs to listen to the other side of the aisle, honestly, and not just assume that they're evil people.
Right.
You need to at least hear their argument to see if it makes any sense, because maybe you are the asshole.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it. You know, it's like, I don't like being called a Nazi 1 month and then 3 months later be called a Zionist. It's like, how is that possible? Now they're calling Jewish students Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
And Nazis. Apparently acknowledging the existence of Israel is Zionism. Like, no, it's right there. It's on the map. I can see it. You know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It exists. I don't think that they have some God-given right, but they do exist.
Yeah.
And to deny that is just ridiculous. And the best part is these schmucks are screaming how the Jews are occupying Palestine as they occupy a fucking college campus.
Right, exactly.
Like, you're doing the same thing that you're accusing them of, you dumb piece of shit. So did you should open up this next article. Some DEI manager at University of Minnesota, I believe it was. She used to be like a glamour model.
These DEI managers are freaking ridiculous. Oh, they were hired because they were diversity hires.
Well,
and now the she's DEI manager, her First Amendment rights were violated. She wants to be reinstated to her job and get $75,000 in damage.
Well, yeah, she posted a picture of herself standing in front of an Israeli flag covered with swastikas. She's the DEI manager, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Then you're going to put swastikas on an Israeli flag? Isn't that the opposite of diversity and inclusion?
Well, it depends on what your definition of diversity is.
And that's the thing. Is like this: your job is to stop this from happening. Literally your job. When the rest of us say this is First Amendment. And her job is to say, no, you don't have that right to say that. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she wants to sue. It's like, so what you're saying is DEI is stupid and worthless. You should be able to say whatever you want. If you want, you should be able to say kill the Jews. I don't think that's very... Well, you can't instruct people to. You cannot incite a crime. But again, nobody wants to hang out with an asshole like that. Like the same thing I said to Guapo. I was like, you know, I could call him a dirty spick, but I wouldn't, because who wants to hang out with a racist asshole? You know?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, I went out and picked up trash, and I got a weed gift card. Woo! As long as it's not, you don't want real weed. You get CBD here in Virginia.
You can grow your own plants right now, though, can't you?
You can grow your own plants. I do not have my medical card, so.
You need a medical card to grow it?
No, you can grow your own weed.
Oh.
If you want to go in the dispensary, you got to have a medical card. We only have medical marijuana.
Have you planted anything yet?
Nah.
Are you going to try?
No, I go to Michigan too often.
What difference does that make?
They got legal weed there.
You smuggle it back from Michigan?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
So I'm just saying, that's a lot of state lines to cross, too. So apparently now the new protest thing these kids are doing, though, is an upside down triangle with their fingers.
Now, what's that mean?
Well, it's the symbol Hamas uses on maps to identify a target. And they'll
Yep.
do that. These kids will do that and look through their hands at Jewish students, all the while saying that they're not anti-Jew. They're just anti-Israel. And it's like, you
It
just
doesn't
said.
sound, I mean, to me, I mean, I don't know what the difference is between the two, because
What do you mean?
Israel's basically the only country around them that wants them to exist. They're in a fight for their life every day.
It's the only Jewish nation on the
True.
planet. And but Jewish doesn't mean Israel.
No,
You
because there's
can be
Jews
critical of the
everywhere.
Israeli government, but
There's
the Jewish
Jews in
student
New
going to
York. There's Jews in Virginia. There's
wait,
Jews in Boston.
the Jewish kid going to school in New York is not making policy decisions in Israel. What are we doing tormenting these kids? You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. I mean, the
What's up,
kids
repeat
in all
offender?
these Ivy League schools, the Jewish kids are freaking out and they're afraid for their lives.
Yeah, have you seen some of the stuff? I mean, luckily we haven't heard anyone being beaten to death, but they are making some serious threats. They're saying some seriously nasty stuff. They're blocking them from getting into school. And like you said, Columbia even shut down in-person classes because they're literally blockading these Jewish students from getting into class.
And
And
but this doesn't
professors.
necessarily. I heard about this on the Clay and Buck show, and Buck is he used to be a New York resident until he moved to Florida. And he said that these Columbia students, just because they're not doing in not most of the Columbian students do not live on campus. And by shutting down the in-classroom classes doesn't really help them that much because they all have leases on their apartments until the end of May.
Okay.
So they're not going to leave the area. They're still going to be living in the area. It's not any safer for them to be living in the area with all these protests going on for not. If you've got a lease on an apartment in New York City and it's $2,000 to $3,000 a month, you're paying, you're going to
Yeah.
keep paying it. And you're going to keep using it. You're not.
Yeah, you're not just going to walk away and blow that
Eat all
money.
that money.
Oh man. So anyway, now Colombia, they're a particularly bad one that's had a lot of real big issues. Other schools have been just as bad, especially in the Northeast. Like I
They
mentioned,
seem to, that seems to be where most of the concentrated, really bad schools have been. I mean, they tried it in Austin, but it's Texas, so
it got shut down.
things are going to happen faster in Texas,
I mean, and well, and then not just this, but like Massachusetts. I mean, MIT came up recently. We've been talking about Harvard a lot. What was the one that I just mentioned? Oh, at Northeastern University in Boston. It's like all these schools are in like New York, Massachusetts area. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, this isn't happening in Wyoming and Wisconsin.
No.
And apparently there's the policymaking senate at Columbia University is called for a vote, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they cast a vote, and they're going to try to have a look into the leadership of the school as to how this is getting so out of control and no one seems to care.
Right.
Professors are being blocked from getting into school.
I'm sure Ron has an opinion on that.
Yeah, it's like the leftists have invaded our schools, even Australia, and they've been doing it now for what, 20 years, 20
Yeah,
plus
same
years,
here in America,
and they're getting away with it, mate. And the thing is, they're teaching leftist ideology, but they're not teaching what they should be teaching, how to cope in life. There should
Okay,
be a
that, yeah.
whole new restructure right from kindergarten all the way through.
Yeah, like for example, even in high school, like I took an actual home economics course, and that wasn't just cooking like you think about, which yes, that was part of it. But like there was a math of finance, how to balance a checkbook, how to file your taxes, how to budget appropriately. Like this is stuff I learned in high school.
They don't do that
Exactly.
anymore.
Well, they don't teach any of that anymore.
We were taught when we were 12 years of age how to change a tire in a car.
No.
Yeah. My father was taught how to shoot in school.
Yeah. That's what they should be teaching kids.
Yeah, I agree. But instead, they're taking, well, we'll get into this actually. We'll get into how important is college in the next top, not the next topic, but the next subject.
I'll go with the flow, mate. I'll go with the flow.
Usually do.
Apparently, the White House has come out and said these blatantly some anti-Semitic comments are just completely unacceptable. Well, what'd they call it? They said it was like the utmost terrible or something like that.
Oh
Well, that's the thing. So I'm hearing a lot of people saying, "Oh, they're not anti-Semitic." Like, have you listened to what they're saying? Like,
Most of
what
it
they're
comes from the White House. Most of it's come from the White House.
Well, the White House now is like, oh, yeah. I'm telling you, this is going to rip the Democrat Party in half.
I mean, they're already struggling for votes because
And now you're going to
Biden's
lose. Now,
nominee, and I mean,
these kids that are pro-Palestine are not going to support Biden as long as he supports Israel.
because he's
Meanwhile,
been
the rest.
waffling on Israel for all this
True.
time, so.
But your older Democrat voters are looking at who else is voting Democrat and like, I'm associated and affiliated with these people?
Yeah, the wackos.
Yeah, this, and I'm surprised this didn't happen before with the whole AOC and the, what she calls her group, the gang, or,
Well, AOC is being primaried, so.
oh, that's right.
She's taking Chucky on, isn't she?
I don't know.
Is she supposed to be running for Schumer's spot?
No, somebody's running against her.
Yeah,
She's
as her
got
Congress.
another
Yeah.
Democrat person running against her.
So this ought to
Yeah,
be
I heard that.
interesting.
I heard a rumor
Well,
that she might be trying to run for Chuck Schumer's position as well, too.
if she doesn't win a re-election to keep her Senate or Congress spot, she definitely can't take Schumer's spot.
That's
I mean,
right.
she could try, but it's a lot harder when you're dethroned.
Yeah, I mean the New Yorkers in her district have been very vocal lately about how she's not doing anything that they want or agree with.
They're, and she's not doing anything to like help them either.
Well, I mean
No.
she was very let the immigrants in, and then once they overran her district in New York, she's like, oh, I don't see a problem here, and they're like, what the hell? I can't, you know what I mean? It's like I don't have work. There's nowhere to go. There's no money
And
to
they're
go
not
anywhere.
getting the $1,000 debit cards either. The constituents. That's
Yeah,
only
that's what.
for the illegal, whatever they're calling them these days, the illegal immigrants.
Yeah, you're having trouble paying your bills, but thank goodness your taxes can pay for this guy to stay in a nice high-rise hotel and fund two wars overseas. You know?
Yep. And more taxes coming your way, boys. More taxes coming from Big Joe.
No kidding. Joe Biden just dropped the hammer to fuck everyone on taxes.
Big time.
Especially capital gains tax. He's looking to double the capital gains tax.
He's got to get that through Congress, doesn't he?
Taxes? I don't think so.
You can write him.
I
I
don't
think you
think
can write him.
you can just the president can arbitrarily raise capital gains tax. That's a tax law thing. Laws are written by Congress and signed by him.
The federal government doesn't have any authority. Oh, okay, on a I guess technically they could on a capital gain. So they have no authority to even collect an income tax, but they do. It was a temporary thing during what was it? What do they call it when they suspend the Constitution because of war?
Martial law.
Yeah, it was a martial law thing because of World War II. And FDR put an income tax to fund the war. It was supposed to go away after the war, and it never did.
Well, it's not just capital gains as well. He's hitting you up. He's hitting you up for any other investments as well. That's going up 25%.
Well, that's what capital gains is like. For example, about selling gold, silver, stocks is the big one. And I had a lot of people tell me, like, well, that doesn't affect me at all. How is that? What difference does that make? That sounds like stuff rich people do. I'm like, do you have a 401k?
Yeah.
That's stock market. Yeah. Like, if you have a retirement plan, you have money in the market.
Yep.
People don't realize that. They have no idea how their retirement plan works. And it's like, how are you possibly ever going to retire if you don't even know how it works, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on. Biden ripped anti-Semitic bio from neo-Nazi saying threat to nation motivated is... Oh, okay. The reason why Joe Biden apparently ran for president in the first place
was because of the neo-Nazis, North Carolina. Everywhere.
Yeah, the very fine people on both sides incident that Joe Biden used in his campaign.
Yeah.
Speaking of, where's... I don't see that in here anywhere. I shared that, didn't I? That sucks. He had his own Charlottesville incident because... Trump actually said there are very fine people on both sides, and I don't mean the white supremacists or the neo-Nazis. They should be condemned completely. Yep. They clipped off the back half and made him sound horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden actually just came out concerning these anti-Semitic protests and said there are great people on both sides, and then actually stopped talking.
That literally is what basically Trump said years ago.
Except Joe said the actual racists are bad. Joe Biden didn't say that. He's like, yeah, the kill the Jews guys. They're good people too. So that's allegedly why he ran for president in the first place.
Yeah, that's what drawed him into the election.
All right. So, like I said, Northeast United States, Harvard is having protests that are just as bad as Columbia and Yale now. People are getting... Hundreds were arrested at Northeast, and like 118, I believe, were arrested at Harvard.
Yeah.
For basically disorderly conduct at what was supposed to be a protest. Interesting, though, I heard Greg Abbott said that we should deploy the guard and arrest all of these people. I'm like,
Well, that's what they did in Texas.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. Honestly, I don't think it's a good idea to arrest protesters. When they get violent, yes. When they're burning down a city like the Summer of Love, yes, arrest them. But they didn't arrest them then. They're only arresting these folks when they're burning down. Disagree with what they're saying. You got to stop your share if you're going to keep doing that, man.
What share?
You're sharing your audio. Every time you do that, we hear it.
What audio?
You just clicked on the Facebook page, didn't you?
No.
All right. I heard myself for a second. Harvard's just been a shithole lately. Like, they keep getting busted for everyone. Apparently plagiarism. I didn't realize that the key to school was I could just borrow money to go to a school. I never intend to pay back, and then just rip off someone else's work.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's the key.
Apparently, that's what I was supposed to do, because that's what all these doctors did that are running these elite schools. They plagiarized their their thesis, their dissertation, their tests in general, like cheating.
Yeah.
Just like Joe's done for all his career.
What's that?
Just like Joe's done for all his career, plagiarized
everyone. There you
go. But left a run for president years ago because of plagiarism, but plagiarism is more accepted now, so he's good to go.
Why don't I just cheat too then?
The thing that upsets me
you had your chance, but you're not a Dem, so it's going to be harder for you.
The hardest thing is, like, if you come from places like Harvard and that, there's some decent people out there slugging their guts out, working hard to try and get through it.
But you know what? It's not worth it. Your diploma is going to be worthless now.
Yeah.
After all this garbage.
You're taking away from anyone from Harvard now, aren't you? Anyone who comes out of Harvard is going to have no
credibility. There's a lot of businesses and billionaires come out saying, we're not going to hire anyone from any of these Ivy places covered in Ivy because of the garbage they're putting out. Like, you borrow all this money, you can't pay it back, and then you come out hating your dad with purple hair saying, I'm a non-binary ghost fart. Yeah, we should kill all the Jews.
Well, the fish has brought it from the head on this one, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's like, well, can you type? That's kind of racist to ask.
Another KJP moment.
Oh my god! And the best part is, I watched this interview. I think it was a Blaze reporter, but maybe not. Probably not. They're Canadian, but it might have been. Asked one of these students at NYU what they were protesting for at one of these pro-Palestine things. She actually came out and admitted
it.
She had no idea why she was there, what she was upset about,
what she wanted to change.
Yeah. What a cult, dude.
Did you say a professor getting arrested?
What's that?
Did you say a professor getting arrested, that female professor?
Yeah, yeah. What's this is getting out of control. Hold on. You guys carry us for a minute. I got to yell at my little girl. She's being a brat on purpose.
Did you see that, Brian, that female professor getting arrested?
No, she's
She was protesting carrying like an absolute goose.
Uh-huh.
The officer came down and gave her a warning. He said, right, cease and walk away. She kept on going on, yelling and screaming and carrying on. He said, right, grab that.
This is someone that's being paid by taxpayer dollars and college dollars for her job. Yep. And she's protesting.
Yep, he got her down, whacked the handcuffs on. She's going, I'm a professor. Well, I had the biggest laugh when I seen that. And I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be the start of the downfall there in universities, mate. Colleges and that are just going to start coming apart at the seams now.
Well, they've already started because they're so expensive and it takes you years and years. And some people never pay back their student loans, you know. I mean...
Oh, did you hear about the it was on Fox News. Jesse Waters was talking about this guy. Went to school for 9 years studying violin. Got out of school, realized you can't make money playing the fiddle.
You can, but you gotta be really damn good at it.
Yes. Well, he paid the bare minimum for like 20 years, accrued $250,000 in student loan debt. Joe Biden wiped it away.
I'm waiting for Joe Biden to do that to me.
And guess what this guy's going to do now that he's financially free? He's going to study meditation in India.
Brother.
With his fiddle.
Are you kidding me? We paid $250,000 so this jackass could play a violin and go to India to meditate? Give me $250,000. I'll turn it into $3 million.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I just wish we took this money and instead of doing, like, for example, like the $6 billion, whatever we just sent to Ukraine, I wish
a lot more than that. And they lumped it all together. Ukraine, Israel, yeah. Palestine.
And, I say we have a social security
MJT
raffle.
Is freaking out because we said this on this show that
I know.
When they got rid of the last Speaker of the House, that the new Speaker of the House was going to be no different.
It's going to be exactly the same.
I mean, because they've got to do what they got to do to maintain control in the House. And the Republicans only have like a 1 or 2 person majority in the House, you know. So it doesn't take much for the slippery slide to not be slippery anymore. And it's just a regular slide that everybody slides down.
Okay.
Yes.
Exactly.
I think what happened was, when he came out about the FISA court thing, because he was so against this unwarranted surveillance of us American citizens, and then he went and voted in favor of it and passed it, and he came out and was like, well, when you know all the secret stuff that's going on that I can't tell anyone about, and goes on and on about how he's briefed, and I was like, so he's saying they brought you into a dark room and showed you a picture of JFK.
Pretty much.
Say go along to get along, or fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Well, he looked a bit uncomfortable when he came out and made that declaration with Trump, didn't he, Speaker Johnson? I thought he looked pretty uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. That's because there's a gun in his ribs and a red dot in his forehead.
Yeah, he looked pretty uncomfortable, I thought.
So, what was the last topic you guys covered? Was it these kids don't know what they're protesting, or did you get into the
professor being arrested?
He brought up the professor being arrested and how she freaked out once they threw the handcuffs on her. But I was saying that, you know, this person's being paid by taxpayer dollars, and as in a leadership role, protesting may not be the best use of taxpayer dollars.
Protest on your own time.
Yeah, and on your own money.
Yeah. Well, just like Google just arrested and fired a whole bunch of people for a protest sit-in at the company.
We don't have that in here, do we?
We talked about last week.
Okay. But I don't remember what we talked about last week. By the end of the show, we're barely conscious.
I know. That's why I actually even started preloading titles this time.
I know, and I have been slack. I haven't been putting any titles in, so.
Apparently, Hamas has released a video propaganda with some hostages, or a couple hostages, and one of them is an American citizen. And again, it makes me very interested that these folks are pro-Palestine, which you can say Hamas and Palestine aren't the same, but they are. That's their elected government. So, like, okay. But they have American hostages from October 7th when they killed, was it hundreds, right, of people?
Yep.
And we still have people supporting them. It's like, what's these kids genuinely don't know what they're complaining about, and they don't know what's going on. They don't know what happened. And what's even worse is these, actually, you know, it's entirely possible. These ones in college don't remember 9/11 because they weren't alive yet. I mean, that was 2001. Yeah, you might have college students now that are protesting this stuff that don't remember what terrorism did to the United States. And Hamas is the is a giant terrorist organization.
That's where the schools now getting infiltrated by the left, mate. This is a prime example.
It's going to hurt, like I said, it's going to hurt the Democrats bad that they have half their support on the wrong side of this argument. It's one thing to be critical of Israel. It's another thing to say that, well, they're saying burn Tel Aviv to the ground at these protests.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't mean we don't let their government be nicer. That means kill them all, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
So, yeah. You know what? Bill Maher, I'm making an effort to bring in how Bill Maher's behind the times as he catches up.
Yeah.
This time he's only a little bit behind. Now he's already saying that these pro-Palestine protests are a mistake, and nobody's listening to you. Nobody cares.
Right.
And gluing yourself to the highway is not getting anyone to agree with you. It's just pissing them off because now they're late to work or picking their kid up from daycare, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to get written up by my boss. Because I'm late, or geez, they're gonna charge me an extra $50 because I'm 15 minutes late picking my kid up. They're gonna charge me an extra hour, you know.
Yep.
But these schmucks don't. The reason why they have the free time to glue themselves to the fucking road is because they don't have jobs
right.
or responsibilities. They don't understand what it's like to actually be a thriving human being.
Right.
I swear that's the only reason why they're doing this shit is they have nothing else to do. They don't know any, they don't know how to do anything. So they bitch to make it themselves feel good about like, oh, I'm supporting the right cause. You know, you're not some fucking Tibetan monk lighting himself on fire in front of a tank, you know?
But have you noticed what the French, the British and the German bloody people do when these people protest by gluing themselves to the ground? You see what they do to them?
Well, they come the Germans, their arms and
rip we know them what the Germans do.
The Germans,
they turn off the heat.
Yeah, no, they glued themselves to a Volkswagen factory floor. No, it was in like January in Germany, and they just shut the lights off, shut the heat off, and left them glued to the floor. And it's like, all right, don't shit on yourself, piss on yourself. It's gonna be cold tonight. Again, they're like, we should sue you. It's like, so what? You broke in and glued yourself to the floor. We said, have fun, you know?
Yeah.
We're just saving power, saving the environment.
That was great. I remember when that happened, I was so excited that somebody did something.
Yeah.
All these stupid climate activists. They keep doing the dumbest shit. Like, they're getting attention by, like, trying to destroy the Mona Lisa. Or they tried to pour ink on the Constitution of the United States of America. And it's like, nobody is supporting you because of what you're doing, you know?
That's right. You're just going to turn people away. You're not going to get no support whatsoever.
Yeah. So, UCLA, their med program has a mandatory course. Actually, several, obviously. But structural racism and health equity in your med school. And how...
Have you ever heard of Kent State?
Kent State? Yeah, wasn't there a shooting there?
There's a big protest there, and...
Yeah, the National Guard fired into the crowd, right?
Yep.
Killed 7, I believe?
I don't know. Something like that. I don't remember exactly. That was before I was alive, but...
I said, that was a long time ago.
But it's been brought up in our Facebook live feed, so...
There you go. Or Tiananmen Square. Or Waco, Ruby Ridge, what almost happened at the Bundy Ranch. Well, Waco and Ruby Ridge is more of we're terrified of people that can survive on their own, so we're going to kill them.
Yeah.
Waco, they were worried about the guns in the building. That was a cult, though. The Branch Davidians.
Oh, yeah, definitely a cult. Maybe not warned to death, though, but yeah, it's still a call.
Yeah, they burned the building down with people in it.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's vicious, huh? Mm-hmm.
And there were kids and that in there.
The ATF burned it to the ground. You can still find the videos of them tossing in the tear gas canisters on the upstairs window. Oh, all right. They're also teaching that weight loss is useless and racist.
Who's teaching that?
UCLA Med School. University of California, Los Angeles.
Is that why Oprah donated all her Weight Watcher stock to some African-American museum?
Yeah, get away from this. Now, that's the thing is Oprah lost the time away. Good for her. Right?
Yeah, she used Ozempic.
Yeah. But the thing is, they're saying it's like it's useless. It's like, no, it's not. Obese people die of heart disease and all sorts of stuff way more than not obese people. And does anyone know or ever known anyone that weighs 300 pounds and is 65 years old?
I don't know.
Have you ever known someone to weigh 300 pounds at 65 years old?
No.
No, because they died before 65 because they were so overweight.
Yep.
It's one thing to be a little heavy, you know, but don't say it's useless to lose the weight. Like, don't lie to people and say healthy at any size. That's just not true. Someone might be in better or more healthy, quote, than I am that weighs 200 pounds more than me. Because all the crap I put in my body. But they're putting in a bunch of crap, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I'm the model of health, for the love of God. I always have a cough doing this show. As I'm pounding beers and ripping vapes. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to pretend like this makes me healthy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're all got to get in heaven some way, mate. Everyone wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, the DEI official at UCLA plagiarized her dissertation to get her PhD. So as we were saying, these elite schools, not even an elite school, but DEI was one we brought up earlier with the whole anti-Jew thing. She plagiarized her paperwork to get on to get the job, or actually to get her PhD. Like, it seems like I can't trust anything that comes out of a college or a university anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like, actually, it's funny because I went out for a couple beers with my boy D the other night, and we were talking about this and that, and school came up, and I was like, I was like, lately it seems like college is a scam or whatever. And this guy's like, excuse me? I was like, all right. seems like you're spending a lot of money that you don't have, that you can't pay back for something that's not going to do you any good. And the guy goes, well, what, you don't have a college diploma? And I played dumb because I have a couple. But I was like, yeah, no, and I'm doing just fine. It's like, well, I'm smarter than you. I was like, really? It's like, what do you got, 60 grand in school student debt you can't pay back? You probably have a job that you don't need a diploma for. Meanwhile, I have seniority because I've been doing it longer and have more experience. And he goes, 80,000, actually. I was like, yeah, who's the smart one here? <You know? laughs> It just seems like it's a giant... Now, if you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you definitely need a college education. Like, that's an above and beyond thing. But, like, why not? Well, here we go. Gen Z kids now apparently are opting for trade school over college. It's a fast track to six figures a year. Well, and, you know, it doesn't... Well, that's the thing, is everyone's like, oh, it's going to take 10 years to make $100,000 a year as a carpenter. Yeah, and you're going to spend 4 to 6 years in college accruing debt while they're living their lives. And when you get out of school, you're going to spend two years probably trying to find the right job, at least. Meanwhile, this guy's making 100 grand by the time you start work at 60 grand, you know?
Get out 16, 17, mate. Get indentured. Go forward. By the time you're 20, you're fully qualified. The world's your oyster.
Yeah.
Shit, but you can travel the world with a trade behind you.
I am a journeyman welder in three different processes. I'm a master carpenter. And this was just, most of this was from the Navy, actually. Let alone my actual, like, welding at a job welding. I'm thinking about I might actually be a master MIG welder. Huh?
Two of my best mates went in the Royal Australian Navy. They went in with nothing behind them, mate. Got out of school, smoked pot. Went in the Navy. They're all out, all qualified now. Qualified elecos.
And that's the thing, too, is not only are you going to make decent money being able to work with your hands, but should shit hit the fan at your house? Like, not even like a war breaks out. A storm comes through and a tree lands on your garage.
Yep.
You can do an emergency repair on your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you don't sink.
Well, that's like, well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you can work with hands, you can do at least emergency repairs. Or, hey, I'm going to save myself $5,000 by rewiring the garage myself. You know what I mean? Or, you know?
Yeah, a bit more than that. Shit, yeah.
But, yeah, more and more employers are dropping the college requirement. It's why do you need to have $60 to $120 in debt to do most jobs? Like, you really don't. They basically just want to see that you could sit down and do what you were told without causing an issue, for the most part.
Military kind of like when they told us we had to wear masks for COVID.
Yeah, and how many of us told them to fuck themselves?
It took a while, but more and more people did that. And now what we're now here's a funny thing. I just found out that a couple of my niece, who's probably had all the COVID shots, probably all six of them, and her husband have COVID again. They've had it like five or six times.
And they, you know, they're probably
I've had the COVID shot zero times, and I've never had COVID.
I may have had COVID once. I'm not sure. I never got tested.
But what's showing the statistics nowadays is showing the people that have more COVID shots and the boosters are getting this COVID.
It's a repeating thing.
Over and over and over again.
Every season.
Yeah. I didn't even know COVID was a thing anymore. Even the Biden administration just lifted all of the restrictions on national travel for COVID.
That's because it wasn't as big a deal as they had made it out to be.
Yeah, they wanted it to be a big deal. They wanted it to be a big deal as long as possible.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. It was, like I said, I don't know if I had COVID or not. I didn't get tested. I just dealt with being sick.
Yeah.
But I will admit, whatever it is I had was worse than when I typically get sick. Like,
we canceled the show for it. You know that's a thing.
What's that?
We postponed a show because of it.
Well, that was recent. That wasn't COVID. I had the flu and strep throat at the same time.
That sounds like COVID.
Whoa. Oh, no, I actually got tested because I was like, I'm so sick. I need to find out what's going on and get medicine.
Okay.
Oh, it was so bad, dude. It hurt. But I was sick another time, and like shortly after COVID became like the big issue, and it was flu-like sick. I was like, I don't know. It might be the flu. I've had the flu before, you know?
Right.
And I just hunkered down and waited it out.
Yeah.
I'm also not 70 years old. I'm not 100 pounds overweight. I'm not diabetic. You know what I mean? It's like all of the risk factors weren't there.
I got a lot of those risk factors, and I still never had COVID.
Well, then, no. If you get the COVID, that's when you're more likely to actually die, is when you have all of those, like a whole bunch of risk factors.
It was nice.
I don't fall into any. Huh?
Well, if I get just COVID, I'm going to die.
Don't, well, no, more likely, but even so, still only, well, what was it, 0.1% of the people that contracted it officially died of it, but most of them were 65 years old with diabetes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they had all kinds of other factors involved. But because it happened during COVID, everything got attributed to COVID. Remember, there was no symptoms of flu.
No flu cases
in 2020 because of COVID.
The
flu was cured, you know, because of COVID.
We actually named an episode. It was like, where'd the flu go? Because there was zero cases of the flu that year. It's like, whoa, really, dude? Really?
But don't forget.
And people believe the bullshit, right, though. People
believe
it.
They did believe it. They did believe it. It's like the flu kills millions every year. It really does.
But COVID was the great enhancer for election season, too. Don't forget.
That's exactly
what it was. Oh, yeah, that's when we
was.
Got to do mail-in voting everywhere, you know?
Okay. 81 million, wasn't it worth?
81 million votes, my ass.
Hey, how good was COVID? Well done, Fauci.
Yeah.
Fauci still got government security around him.
Of course he does. Everyone wants to kill the asshole.
But he's retired. Why does he still warrant government security? Why can't he pay for his own fucking security?
You'll have to go to Pfizer to get that money. Pfizer will have to pay for that.
Pfizer.
They would pay for it. He was Pfizer king for many, many decades.
He made him some dollars, didn't he?
Well, moving on to the next subject matter.
There is another subject matter?
Well, yeah, we have a whole Word document, Google document here. Trump posted bond for his New York case for appeal. So that, like, they can't... Basically, he wasn't allowed to even appeal the case until he paid, like, $500 million.
Yeah.
Managed to post bond. And now Letitia James, the prosecutor... is asking the court to refuse to accept it so she can seize his properties.
Yeah, because she's saying that the bond wasn't from a legitimate source because the insurance company that put up the bond doesn't have the assets to cover the bond.
She has $500 million sitting around on hand. No, for real. Nobody. I don't understand why people think billionaires have a Scrooge McDuck-style money bin.
No, it's not liquid. It's not liquid. It's in real estate and assets.
It's the buildings you want to seize, right?
Yep. Let her seize the fucking buildings in New York. It'll be great for his campaign.
Not just
she
that.
Can pay the she can pay the capital gains on that.
Watch New York City pay a giant capital gains tax.
Never gonna happen.
But watch that happen, right? And then everyone else who's got money in the city
are gone.
Just dips out and rolls.
They've already
out. No
people
way.
That are actual investors have already told people to get the fuck out of New York.
Yeah. What's
the whole? Not
there?
Just New York City, New York.
Yeah, the entire state.
The entire state. It's not
because
investor
it was a
friendly
statewide
anymore.
Court. Yep. They can come and get you if they don't like you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But it's more than New York. You guys got to realize, too, it's the world. How many world investments go into New York? People aren't going to do it anymore. It's not hurting just New York. It's hurting the American brand.
That's what I'm saying. Well, the hub is going to move from New York. Maybe it'll go back to Boston. I don't know. Boston used to be the hub city. And then it turned into New York City.
Boston ain't going to be the hub of shit anymore.
I know. It used to be,
though. You got to move to the south. You know, you're looking at Florida, Texas, even Tennessee is more of a hub city than any place else, you know. Businesses are moving south.
But you still need coastal access for goods coming in and going out.
Texas has that.
Yeah, you're right. They do. And so is in Florida.
And so does South Carolina. So does Virginia.
South Carolina, actually, man, how much would it invigorate the economy in that area if a whole bunch of these giant New York conglomerates moved down there? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But just think of how much more money these companies would make. They wouldn't be paying an income tax to their city.
No.
That's right.
Do people realize that? New York City charges an income tax on top of New York State. Yeah. On top of the federal government.
Yeah, and it's very high. That's why they freaked out when Trump got rid of their subsidy. He got rid of that subsidized.
Yeah, they used to be able to write off local taxes on your federal taxes. And Trump was like, no. It's not the federal government's fault that you paid a butt ton of tax to your state. That's the state's problem, our fault. Now, here's an interesting thing is, I wish Brian was here for this, because this is going to be a very fun talking section. The new argument they're bringing up in this criminal trial of Trump concerning the hush money from, like, 2015.
Yep.
Now they're saying is he, basically they're saying election interference, because by trying to pay off Stormy Daniels, he changed the outcome of the election by spinning things.
It did not.
Even if he did.
Hush money is legal.
It's completely legal. And that's the thing. He's not being charged with an actual crime. Now they're saying election interference because you didn't let the truth get out there. And it's like, well, then look at how much Twitter suppressed when Biden was running for office, considering the laptop.
Yeah.
Ashley Biden's diary. All sorts of crazy stuff. And okay, the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, and then Joe Biden's admitting that he used his political influence and threatened taxpayer dollars from Ukraine if they didn't fire the prosecutor that was investigating his son. And by the way, just so anyone wonders, that's where the crossover is. Is why does what Hunter Biden is doing have anything to do with Joe Biden? Because Joe Biden was involved with it. This was all for the same reason, was to not make himself look like a piece of shit to the voter.
Yep.
But when Trump does it, it's go to prison.
Yeah.
Two words, mate. Paula Jones.
That's Clinton.
I know. But I'm saying, they can go. If this is the case, like even really going on with that, what's his name? He wants to go on about presidential immunity. What's that attorney general's name?
Well, that's in the Supreme Court right now.
Yeah. Imagine what they can do with that. If that gets overturned, they can go right back to bloody Bush, what he did with the bloody weapons of mass destruction. Can get Obama for droning that American citizen.
I was just going to bring that one up. Abdul Anwar al-Awlaki.
He wasn't given proper rights, was he? Just your guilty.
No, and then after Obama had him drone killed, and he came out publicly and said, well, you should have had a better father.
I was like, yep.
Really? Really? As we look at the no father black families in the United States right now, your argument is he should have had a better father to not get blown up by an American missile.
Right.
Or a good role model. Yeah.
Oh my God. And no, you know what? He probably should have had a better father, but doesn't mean blow him up with a missile.
With the drones, boom, bang, you're gone. But the thing is, like this, I'm saying, like, they don't realize. I watched the video the day. Trump is doing the most magnificent thing. He's going out there. He's promoting himself, and he's walking out of court doing it. New York.
As soon as they took his mugshot, he put it on a mug and sold it as a mugshot. Mugshot mug.
Did you see the builders the contractors and that all cheering around him and that? It was magnificent to watch.
By the way, I am kind of regretting not getting a mugshot mug. That would have been a cool thing to have. Whether he went to prison or became president again.
Still get it from Taiwan. They give him through Timu.
Timu.
But yeah, but they're saying that he basically affected the election by trying to control media output.
He's got to say it. They've got to prove it.
Well, Time Magazine published an article about how all these giant CEOs got together and controlled the 2020 election. They called it the secret history of a shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. They came out and said, we all got together and conspired. So conspiracy is an even bigger charge.
Well, here you go.
Brian,
why isn't Rupert Murdoch being charged? Why isn't Rupert Murdoch being charged? Why isn't CNN being charged?
Oh, well, here's the best part is a whole bunch of these liberal pundits like CNN and all them, apparently they've been getting together every week. Not kidding you. They've admitted this every week to spin all the crap coming about Trump, trying to take Trump down.
Yep.
It's easy to find out. Washington Times, liberal pundits really do have weekly meetings to shape the message on Trump. They are literally conspiring and getting together to affect the election by bombing on Trump. This is what you're charging him with in court.
Yep. And I saw a video the other day, a small documentary thing. The Democrats now, through funding that they've got, are now paying trainee reporters and all that sort of stuff. People come through that sort of trade to write stories on their behalf. They're getting funded now to take that up.
You know what's interesting is, you know, the Democrats have always been run out there and get people registered because your uninformed voter is a Democrat voter.
Mm-hmm. But the Republicans have
they've officially changed course on that, because now your average unregistered voter leans Trump because they're looking around saying, what the fuck is going on? You know, like, I just lost my job to some illegal migrant who's willing to work for 2/3 of the pay I get.
In the dispensary?
Yep. My groceries went up. Gasoline is obscene. You know? Anyway.
You can't tell me that black and Latino votes aren't going towards Trump. Even if he gets 15% of them, mate. It's going that way.
See, it still bothers me that they do that. They talk about racism all the time. Then they say, oh, the black vote. It's like, wait, they're a monolith? I thought these are people. You know what I mean? It's like, I thought black folks were allowed to have different opinions just like everyone else. They didn't vote as a monolith. And they call it the black vote, the Hispanic vote, the white vote. What the fuck does that mean? Like, I know what they mean, but I thought we weren't supposed to be separating people by these groups anymore.
It's hard, mate. It's hard. Like, we're a multinational country as well, too, Australia. But when you start out and, like, you come from a place, right, like, you guys are a melting pot. We're a melting pot as well, too. When you start out, so, like, you got all these hubs of people, communities of people from around the world, it sticks. It's hard to get rid of that name. You know what I mean? It's not that it's racist. It's just how they identify themselves. It's like I always say all the time, oh, I'm African-American. Like, mate, are you American?
No, I'm going to vote Democrat just because I'm black. Like, that sounds such a racist thing to say.
Yeah, it is.
Or if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
Yeah. He did a Charlemagne the God.
That was disgusting, mate. I saw that and I cringed. Even I cringed.
Yeah. And then you. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to go take a leak and hit my pipe. Brian, carry us on.
All right.
Don't pass that on.
Secret history of the shadow campaign to save the 2020 election.
Yeah, mate. Like we were just talking about there, Brian. That's. If they talk about conspiracies and that, why aren't these assholes being charged, mate?
I don't even know Time magazine still existed.
Yeah, well, I thought they went, mate, when they had that picture of bloody Hitler on the cover. Didn't they go?
Apparently it's an online publication only now. And they're saying that when President Trump refused to concede, the response was no mass action but crickets. And then when they called the race for Joe Biden, jubilation broke out. But, you know, I don't know. This is a dumb story. I'm done with it.
Yeah, but hey, that's a, just talking on that, mate. Like, isn't that a really sort of sketchy thing? Like all these news outlets and that, they try to be the first one to call an election?
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit sketchy? Shouldn't you have an official, like, the election, electoral or body or whatever you got in America, shouldn't they be the ones who call the election?
Yeah, exactly. They should be.
Not up to these networks.
But people aren't watching them. They're watching the news media to call the election. So.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's very, very sketchy, mate. You know, like, well, I don't know. I wonder how many elections have been lost because of that. Probably and then when you get done, you get another candidate that says, well, let's have a recount. All of a sudden, they're like election interfering.
Yep. In the Trump versus New York case, the judge has come out saying that the lawyers ain't holding Trump very well to his gag order and they're losing credibility. This guy is a liberal judge.
Yep.
And his bias is plainly obvious. He should have recused himself, but because he wanted to be in the public eye for as long as possible in this case, that's where he's at. So,
isn't his daughter a donor or she work for...
No, she works for the Biden administration putting out anti-Trump stuff to make money. So that alone should have been enough reason to recuse himself. But nope, he didn't.
Isn't there a governing body there that could do that? Or is it just up to the judge himself who's been appointed?
Pretty much up to the judge himself who's been appointed. It's New York State. So what governing body in New York State is going to get the judge to actually be objective?
100%, mate. 100%.
I mean, if it's a different state or if it's federal court, that'd be a totally different matter. But we're talking New York here.
And the thing about it is it's just going to make Trump's appeal even greater, isn't it?
It has.
They're really, like, I can't understand the logic behind it. They're digging themselves the biggest grave. And me being an Australian looking in, like, this is the most sketchy.
I'm not trying to get overly hopeful, but I'm hoping that's the case. You know, I'm like, I've been burned too many years being a Republican in the United States, so.
Oh, 100%, mate. No, I get where you're coming from. I watched this thing on Charlie Kirk the other day. They had this liberal guy. I don't know if he was I like Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, I enjoy his stuff, but he, for the most part, like, blows up college students that don't know any better. Like, you know what I mean? I haven't seen him have a real debate in general.
Oh, yeah, I get that, but he was having a one-on-one with this guy, and this guy's turned around. He came out, and he said straight up, he said, we're allowing people in so they can vote Democrat. He said, you just admitted it. He said, yeah. He said, Democrats are leaving the border open so they can vote Democrat. That's the first time I heard someone say it outside of, like, the Republicans and that.
Yeah, and the Republicans have been saying it for a while. Even libertarians now are like...
I mean, even Rush Limbaugh said he'd let all the illegals in that they wanted to come in, but they would have, like, a 25-year ban on being able to vote in the elections.
See, that wouldn't bother the Democrats because they're thinking long term because they're not reproducing.
No,
they're not having
anybody reproducing.
the Amish are, and there's a dude who actually is moving right now to Pennsylvania, and he's probably registered more American citizens to vote than anyone else, and he's Republican. And he's going to Amish country to get these folks to...
They're not going to vote.
No, that most of them do are will vote. That's not against their rules. And they're very, very conservative.
You think?
And they're baby factories. They pop out a dozen kids each.
My dad has all his construction work done by Amish.
Oh, my mother got my wife a quilt made in Amish country by Amish people. First of all, the thing's beautifully made. It's super comfortable and warm, but it actually folds up in such a way, and there's a pocket that you can stuff it all in, and it makes a pillow. And then when you unfold it and have a quilt, it's a little pocket for your feet. And I was like, this is great. But yeah, don't screw around. Like, the Amish folks know how to build stuff like that, and they make it to last, you know?
Yep, that's what I'm not.
Well, shit, I spent an entire summer building a table a couple of years ago to do my forging on. And I used no nails, no screws, no metal held that table together. It was all glue and dowels, like wooden dowels. Thing's a beast, though. I put a piece of railroad on it, and I beat the fuck out of it with a hammer. You know what I mean? The table's like, I don't care.
Yeah. And everybody's favorite minority member of the Senate
has Mitch?
Come out. Yeah, Mitch McConnell has come out arguing against presidential immunity for criminal prosecution, which is being heard by the Supreme Court right now.
I thought the president was immune from criminal prosecution as long as what he's being accused of was in the execution of his duties as the president of the United States of America. Like, for example, Obama.
That's pretty much what the Supreme Court is going to say. It's going to kill a lot of these cases against Trump.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think what's going to happen is they're going to say, if you want to try the president, you got to do it by impeachment.
You got to impeach him first.
If it's not done by impeachment, you can't try him in civil court. It doesn't work that way. He's the president of the United States.
Not even exactly. He's the president. It was literally the job.
Yeah.
And shit happens.
If you take away immunity, but for the president, there's a lot of decisions that are going to get second guessed and aren't going to get done that need to be done.
And again, it's not full immunity. It's only in the execution of the job of the president of the United States. If Biden right now walked out onto Pennsylvania Avenue and shot someone in the head, he could be arrested and tried for murder.
Only by impeachment.
No. That he can be tried for, because that was not an official duty of the president of the United States of America. Meanwhile,
well, what if he said it was an official duty of the president of the United States?
Well, like, for example, Obama was trying to kill a general in some terrorist organization when he killed the American citizen.
Obama?
And that's why he's immune, because he was actually... Biden. I'm sorry, Obama.
No, Obama.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Obama. That's why he can't be tried for, because he was actually acting as the president of the United States. Kind of like how the Pope's no longer infallible. The president, as long as he's doing his job, or the Pope is speaking for God, they're infallible. But
that's
why
I think
still...
a lot of, I mean, there's nowhere in the records that says Trump said, you know, on the January 6th thing, hey, storm the Capitol building. You know, he encouraged Pence to, like, do his duty and try to, like, stall things, but he didn't order him to do it, and Pence didn't do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly, and Pence didn't do it.
But it's like how it's Pence trying to turn around and say to Biden when you debate Trump, he goes, all I'll be saying to him on stage is, where are you going to find 11,000 votes? You tell me what politician
is
behind.
Democrats can find 11,000 votes easy.
That's right. They find them under a table in a box.
They found 81 million. But the thing is, a question to you guys, right? As American citizens, if you take away presidential immunity, What's your thoughts on the president's just going to be a puppet figure?
Well, yeah, because if the president can't make a decision and drop a bomb, for example, because, oh, dear God, I might go to prison forever if this doesn't land where I want it to land, right?
Yep.
How are we going to do anything, let alone tough decisions? Like, the president usually can be like, all right, well, we have super amazing technology. We're going to kill this one guy. There might be two or three collateral deaths. Right there, the president is liable for those collateral deaths, knowing they're going to happen.
Yep.
But even, yeah, even just assassination in general, when they blow up a terrorist, how is that not murder? You know what I mean? It's like, should we try every president who's ever blown up a bad guy when we weren't at war? Because we haven't been at war in the United States since World War II. So think of all the presidents that have dropped bombs or sent troops that didn't have a declaration of war.
So you think that'd be a puppet figure, Brian, or
you take? You have no authority left.
Yeah,
he has a Coors Light, you bitch.
Okay, mix it up. I've been drinking Miller Lite all summer.
Brian just looks at me like, oh fuck, I got caught.
I wanted to get some Blue Mountains going for a little while.
No, you're right. It would essentially be a puppet, but Biden's already a puppet. If you're afraid you're going to go to prison because you... Right, we're supplying weapons to Ukraine to fight a war. I'm pretty sure that's against all sorts of laws.
Yeah. Well,
and if the president's not immune as the president from prosecution because of this, because it's an official job of the presidency... That means it's the same difference as me selling Ukraine all of these weapons.
Well, how many sitting presidents has got alive now? Yeah, Clinton, Obama,
at least one Bush.
One Bush,
Trump,
yeah,
Biden, five.
Reagan you did lost. Die.
Yeah, Reagan Carter's died. Gone.
Jimmy Carter died a long time ago, didn't he?
Not long ago. He'd last year, wasn't he?
No, he's still alive.
Okay, yeah. He's still doing the Jimmy
I don't think
fun,
Jimmy's
right?
dead. I think Rosalind died. They expected him to die shortly thereafter, but I don't think he's dead.
Well, I thought he went last year. Well, Kermit, his wife passed away.
I got my fact-checking going on.
Yeah, still Blue, doing the...
He's alive and he's not worth prosecuting, even though he wasn't the world's best president.
Oh, God, no. He was one of the worst in history, I think.
So if Trump loses this case in New York, all those other presidents, they be shitting themselves.
Yeah, they're all exactly. Now you're all up for prosecution for anything that happened under your presidency.
He is alive. He's 99 years old.
Look at that.
Yeah, great. Oh, well, you got six now. Well, future presidents as well. Who's going to put their hand out to be a president then? Now they've got no immunity.
And if you do... Like, you're not going to do anything because you're going to be terrified of what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's going to limit your ability to be president of the United States.
Yeah, again, how are you going to bomb a terrorist camp knowing there's going to be collateral damage if you could be tried?
That's why I think that the liberal media is going to have a meltdown when the Supreme Court rules in favor of some form of presidential immunity. I don't know that it'll be full immunity, but it's going to be immunity.
Exactly what it is. While conducting the official duties of the president of the United States, you are immune from prosecution because it is the duties of the president of the United States.
And now, he was still president on January 6th, so there ain't nothing they can prosecute for.
That wasn't official duties, though. Official duties is making decisions for the country. If he
what did he do on January 6th?
He gave a speech and said, go forth, make your voices heard, and be peaceful. That's what happened.
And then so how does that cause the insurrection? How does he get prosecuted for that?
That's an excellent question. I've brought this up several times because these schmucks that believe he caused this to happen have no idea why they're certain of it, but they are. Look, my sister, I told you. I asked her when Trump was president, I was like, what don't you like about him? She's like, he's racist. I was like, okay, well, what has he said or done that's racist? And she said, everything he's ever done. I was like, well, that should be real easy to come up with a single example then. Yeah. And she couldn't. And then finally she said, taco bowl. I was like, taco bowl is racist, then dear God, girl, you are in trouble.
Joe Biden's the one that said tacos were the best breakfast food ever.
Dude, my sister came to Virginia from Massachusetts after my brain surgery. She got ignored in a line in a convenience store and cut in front of by someone else. And the words that came out of her mouth were, what, am I black? Like, she's being ignored and skipped in line. And I just looked at her, I was like, shut the fuck up. She didn't realize we were the only white people in the store.
Right.
I was like, don't say that.
I mean, you don't have a ton of blacks in Massachusetts.
I mean, there's more now, but not many. Actually, we're getting more and more Pacific Islander and Indian. Like
people
Western
from
Hawaiian
Asia. Are moving to Massachusetts?
No, I think it's more Filipino in general. But hey, that's an island in the Pacific, isn't it? But yeah, I was like, you can't say things like, what am I black? She was like, oh, what? And I was like, first of all, that's wicked racist.
Yeah.
I was like, and you're the only what? You and I are the only white people here.
Right.
Like, you're trying to piss off everyone around you. It's like, heads up, by the way, I'm not the only one in this room right now with a gun on my hip. You know?
And what'd she say?
She's like, I don't see the big deal. I was like, yeah, all right. She didn't see it as an insult to say, whatever.
You know what I find funny? People who support Biden, all they do, they bag Trump. They can't say one thing that Biden's done for the country.
They don't support Biden, they just hate Trump.
Yeah, it's right. They can't, but they still can't give one achievement that Biden's done.
Speaking of, Biden has just passed a whole bunch of environmental laws in the United States.
Yes, he has.
And nobody knows what's going on. Around 10% of people.
Did he pass laws or did he do executive orders?
What's the difference these days?
Well, laws are a lot harder to change than executive orders.
That's true.
We learned that with Trump. Pretty much everything that Trump did in 4 years was wiped out with a swipe of a pen on day one when Biden came in.
Yeah, and now Biden is putting a lot of those back into policy. Because, like, oh, we're having an issue with this. That's what Trump meant by that. But apparently only 10% of Americans have any idea what's going on with these climate laws.
You mean the climate emergency that's about to happen?
Well, it's already begun. We're not drilling oil in Alaska anymore.
No, but the Biden administration says they're going to come out with a climate emergency so they have extra powers to do what they need to do to save the climate.
I know, they've already started, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Basically, Alaska's not going to drill anymore. So what does that mean? Okay, we're not going to use oil. So what? We need electric, right?
We need wind, we need solar. We don't need nuclear.
So, and what do you need to carry electric current? Copper, right?
Nope.
Yeah, you do. It's a wire.
They're going to come up with a new way.
Well, they better because Biden has put. You still need a copper wire to transfer the electricity. Or gold, I guess. Gold's even better.
Lithium.
Lithium doesn't carry current, dude.
Silver.
Silver's good, but it's expensive. It costs more than copper.
Copper's the best transfer of energy.
No, it's not. Gold is. But gold's very expensive.
You won't get gold on there, mate. You won't get gold. But that's what I'm saying. Copper's the best.
I'm just saying that
the fucking administration is just doing what they need to do to make people look good at them, but they're not thinking the whole process through.
This is the problem, dude. They said, we're not going to drill for oil. We're going to go electric. And then they went and put regulations on mining for copper, too. So we can't even make everything electric.
Well,
Well, you have to use these giant diesel machines to
and
mine.
Most people don't know that their electric power cars need to be powered by electricity and charged on a regular basis.
Or that it's powered by a coal power plant.
Exactly.
Or natural gas. Oh, I'm electric. I'm clean. Yeah, but you plug it into a coal plant. You know? And cool. Build your own windmill. If you want to build your own windmill and put it on your property and create your own energy, you know what? Not only am I cool with it, I'm happy for you, and I think it's awesome. Even better, have one outlet in your kitchen that's wired up to a stationary bike. And when you want to turn on your blender, you crank your stationary bike to run your blender. Not only do I say okay with that, I think that's awesome. You're actually doing your part.
They're going to do that?
But nobody's going to do that.
You're going to.
I'm not going to run a stationary bike to run my blender. Are you kidding me?
You said you were.
No, I didn't. I said I suggest people do that if they want
to
actually.
You can't suggest it if you're not willing to do it yourself.
I'm saying this is, if you're going to bitch about shit, this is what you could do.
Isn't that what this whole show's about?
If testicles
does this show's about us drinking beer and talking about the news cycle, dude.
And bitching a lot.
If testicles gets on a push bike and generates energy, I'll donate $25.
Oh, here we go. So they're going to get $12.
Yeah, what is that, like 85 cents?
Pretty much.
I see you say that. The American dollar's taking a dump.
Never look a gift to us in the mouth, mate.
I think you should get the exercising bike and get on it so we can make some money.
So I got to spend $300 on an exercise bike to get $25 Australian?
And Stella Bud Light.
I mean, weren't you supposed to chug some kind of beer to make some money, too?
Yeah, he was.
Bud Light.
Where's the Bud Light at?
Where's yours?
I don't buy Bud Light.
Neither do I.
Come on, mate. Pull up the end of the bargain if you want some money, brother.
I'm not a whore.
I thought we were trying to be a whore so we can make some money for this show.
Speaking of, anyone still listening, you can donate money to us. The Jeffrey and Brian Show on PayPal. However, our name is too fucking long, so the whole thing doesn't fit.
Contact us and we will send you the information.
Yeah, we need to come up with a better...
I'm still waiting for PayPal, that donation, man, from El Matador that he promised us years ago.
Yeah, he was supposed to pay our annual fees, wasn't he?
He was supposed to at least make a contribution towards it, but he did not do that.
Well, he did $25. He said he was going to give us all of it, but he didn't.
Well, I can say it's hustle, baby, hustle.
Well, we're still going to do the show.
We are?
It's just... It'd be nice if someone threw $5 at us once in a while because they enjoy watching or listening to the show, you know?
Nobody enjoys it.
Right, no, I'll tell you, if you get a Bud Light, mate, the skeleton, I'll over here next week. I've got to work next week.
All right. I'll give you one Bud Light.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just buy one of the tall boys.
Ooh,
and just pound it for you.
And you got to stand up to do it. You got to stand up to do it.
He'll do it.
Don't sit down. You got to stand up.
I don't particularly like Bud Light, but
nobody
it's
does.
Not bad, but it's...
If you're a Miller Lite fan, you do not like Bud Light.
Yeah, it's watery. There's no flavor to it.
Made by different ingredients. I mean, Miller Lite's made with rice, and Bud Light's made with wheat and rye and Harley.
Is that the difference?
That's the major difference, yeah.
I didn't realize that. I just know that Miller Lite almost tastes salty. Yeah, I like it.
Years ago, I tried different American beers. We've got the boutique beers and that. I tried that Coors. So I didn't mind Coors. Miller's was all right.
Yeah, Coors Light and Coors. That's what Brian's drinking right now.
Yeah,
I tried that.
Coors and Miller Lite are similar.
Well, Coors Miller is one company.
Yeah, they are.
And you know what? I wish I had bought stock and Coors Miller when the whole Bud Light boycott started. But I didn't.
Nope. You should have bought on the dip. Should have bought Bud Light stock.
Still waiting for the dip to hit the bottom. Well, so back on the environmental laws.
Yeah.
Biden also signed off on, no fossil fuel will be used in any new federal building.
I already know what that means.
It means any new federal building built for any reason, whether it's even replacing something, they're not going to be allowed to be on natural gas or whatever. They have to have, quote, green energy, which means they're going to need like a windmill.
Is this a law or an executive order?
It's the same thing. I swear to God, he just signed a packet of like 19 things that came into effect.
I don't think this is law.
I think this is law.
No, it's not. It's a directive. Using provisions of the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007.
So the law's already been passed.
However, due to various factors, including opposition from the natural gas industry, these regulations were delayed for years.
So there you go. He's making these laws come into effect. How's that? So Obama passed them, huh?
No.
From 2007?
I don't know.
Didn't Obama leave office in 2008?
2016, was it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he did. Oh, maybe that 8 was when he came in then. That
yeah,
would mean
yeah,
it was,
two turns.
That would make it a Bush that put it into place then, huh?
But isn't it interesting thing, dude? You reckon that's
about to have Brian sleeping on the show again? It's been a while.
I gotta smoke more weed for that.
I'll give a $5 donation.
It's coming soon. It's coming soon. The sailing season is about to begin. So,
yeah, that's actually why we started pushing the show back the extra hours. We're back on our summer hours.
Summer hours,
because it is nice in the United States this time of year. And the sun's still up. Let's enjoy the day. I'm sorry, everyone else. I like having the sun.
Especially
this far north.
Boys, look at that.
No,
it's
this far north, when the sun goes away, it goes away for months.
It's like
I'm not kidding.
What is it, like 8 o'clock in the morning?
Over here, nah, it's 12 and I'm in footy shorts, boys. It's almost winter.
Yeah.
No, aircon's not on.
Yeah,
what does winter mean in Australia? What's the temperature get down to in Australia for the winter?
It means we might put a pair of socks on.
That's pretty much what I expected.
I am currently under a freeze warning in Massachusetts in April.
Earlier this week. We had a freeze warning, and I had to put plastic over the garden.
Yeah, I'm under a freeze. I was like, it's going to freeze? Are you kidding me?
This is why I'm moving, motherfuckers!
Get out of here!
I mean, even in West Virginia, the mountains, you'll still be better off.
Yeah. Actually, the place I'm looking to move to gets more snow here than here.
I'm sure it does.
Because it's actually in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, up in the mountains.
In the Rocky Mountains.
Well, no, not Rocky Mountains, Appalachian Mountains.
Same thing.
Oh, you're still going to West Virginia, mate?
Yeah, we're having issues with a whole bunch of stuff.
You closed on the property, though, right? Or you haven't?
All but. Like, there just seems to be a hiccup at every step.
So you have not closed on the property.
Hold your breath, brother, if it's not closed.
Well, the sellers want to sell it to us. We want to buy it. The issue is...
the lenders.
Yeah, and I don't want to get super far into this, but
no, you don't have to.
They want extra tests done on the water that aren't required by the state or the Veterans Association, because we're using a VA loan.
Oh, right, fair enough. Yep.
Oh. But they want extra tests done, and and it has nothing to do with anything. So we're looking at a different lender. Because this actual water test takes 3 weeks. Huh. This would be our third water test. Because we did one, came up bad. They did the cleanup. They did another test. And now they're saying we want another water test. Like, why the fuck didn't you say this at the first test? You know,
we're dealing with well water here, right?
Well water, yes. And they want to look for lead.
Right, of course.
And I was like, I understand why you look for lead. It's poisonous. But it's like, lead piping. This house is built in the 80s. There's no lead piping. The water's underground. There's no lead sitting. Unless there's a lead deposit, there's no lead in the water in the ground. Just turn into a giant pain in the balls.
Oh,
I really want to make this move.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's the middle of nowhere. Big old plot of land. Big old giant house. I'm going to have extra rooms. I'm going to have so many extra rooms. I'm going to be able to put up a guest bedroom that no one ever sits in until someone shows up on vacation. Like a buddy shows up, like, hey, I have a room for you, you know?
Or an Aussie comes in through the southern border for 10 years.
Fuck all that. You open my front door and I don't know your first name, you get shot in the chest.
Well, I wear a beanie.
Yeah, you're welcome to come by too, repeat offender, but you had the chance before. You should have come to Boston when you came to the United States.
Oh, the limited time, bro. I had to go around the world.
I know, but how do you come to the United States and not go to Boston?
Well, next time I'm coming over, I'm definitely coming to see you all.
He's not coming ever again.
Let's do a show in the rum.
And I'm not going to be in Boston next time. I'm just saying, Boston's like where it all started, right?
Not technically.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make Mark Wahlberg up the range.
Okay, here. Pennsylvania was heavily involved too.
Jamestown's where it started.
Well, no, not the settlement. I meant the revolution.
Oh, okay.
Boston basically started the revolution, right?
I thought you meant the piss up with Brian. I thought you meant the piss up with Brian and that. Start in Boston.
Well, his fun is every now and then Brian's going to be driving through West Virginia when I'm living out there.
Yep.
To go see his family, and he's going to stop by my place, and we're going to do a show together.
That'd be awesome.
Once I come over next time, boys, we'll do a show. We'll get everyone there.
You're coming to West Virginia?
Okay. When I come over next time, I promise I'll come. I want to go and see the East Coast next time. I've got a mate who lives in Michigan.
That's where my dad lives, Michigan.
Yeah, my mate. Yeah, he lives up there, just outside of Detroit. He actually came to see me when I was in L.A.
Okay.
You flew over and that?
Hey, Brian, we've been at this for almost 2 hours. I'm not saying wrap it up. I'm just saying get prepared to wrap it up.
Okay. Get prepared to wrap it up.
Yeah. Cue it up, but we still have topics and points to talk about, plus leftovers that there's some fun stuff in there.
For a reason, so.
Hmm?
Nothing.
Yeah, so you didn't accidentally. Oh, do we have any comments from the peanut gallery?
I don't know.
All right.
Gallery's been kind of dead lately.
Well, people are worried about CO2. People are concerned about CO2, about climate change.
Yeah, we're going to die.
Apparently, every ton of coffee that is produced produces like 2.5 tons of carbon dioxide. So all you folks that are saying we need to stop climate change, stop driving cars, if you stop drinking coffee, it's going to be better than stopping your car.
But don't they realize if there's no CO2 in the air, no carbon dioxide, the world's going to freeze?
Yeah. Well, and there'll be no plants.
That's right. The oxygen will go.
Oxygen feeds fire.
Yeah.
Which produces carbon dioxide, which will warm the planet back up. So what? There we go. Get rid of the CO2. The plants will die. They'll fall down. They'll light on fire because it's super easy to burn with a ton of oxygen. CO2 gets released, makes food, air for the plants, cycle. Oh my God, it's almost like climate goes on a cycle, and man is a fucking speck.
The circle of life.
Yeah, man is but a speck upon the environment of the earth.
Yeah, mate. And they can't blame cow farts after that.
Yeah. Blame cow farts until these motherfuckers can't get a cheeseburger, right?
There'll be no flame to cook it.
What?
There'll be no flame to cook it.
Yeah, well...
Not wrong.
No, we'll be doing like cavemen, burning fucking trees again, and...
No, because you can't use natural gas.
Yeah, cut the tree down that's purifying the air and burn it and put more carbon dioxide in the air, right?
You gotta love left-heart logic.
Right?
My shirt's wet.
Oh, you got your thirsty shirt on.
I do.
Oh, it's how long has it been since we mentioned the thirsty shirt? Even the repeat offender doesn't even know what that means.
Yeah, I thought you mentioned it probably about 75 episodes ago.
That's too long. Should be the theme episodes of the show. We should have a thirsty shirt every fucking week.
Maybe. Anyway.
You bought me to that one too, boys. I'll be in that one. I'm up with thirsty shirts.
I'm sorry. Not two or three tons. Every ton of coffee makes 15 to 20 tons of CO2.
No more coffee.
Maybe the Brits were right. Drink tea.
That's not it.
Coffee. California. The Americans
that's what they
made
drink
coffee
in Australia.
Popular.
They drink tea.
Yep.
I almost...
big coffee.
No Starbucks in Australia.
I like tea. I like Earl Grey tea. I use a little bit of milk, a little bit of sugar in my Earl Grey. But, you know, it's tasty. But I don't drink it because I want caffeine.
Do you put the milk in first?
I drink Earl Grey because it's tasty. Huh?
Do you put the milk in first?
You put the milk in first or the tea?
Oh, I steep the water first. And then I put in my spoonful of sugar. And then I pour the milk in because the milk will help spread the sugar around, and then I give it a good stir.
You're uncouth. You are uncouth, mate.
No, well, I'm smarter than you.
Yeah? Is that what your teacher told you?
My teacher didn't tell me how to make tea.
Obviously.
You're not doing the British way.
Well, no shit. We fought a revolution on these motherfuckers. We threw their tea in the harbor. Listen to the accent come out.
There we go. I hope you're happy now. Repeat offender, the accent's coming out. It's a good sign that the show's been good tonight, and it's almost time to pull a plug. He's about to park his car in the Harvard Yard.
Actually, that was a thing that happened. That was one of the stories we talked about. It was Harvard Yard was in it.
My job here is done.
Jeez. Oh, for the love of God. I don't care about what's going on in Ukraine, honestly.
We've talked about it over and over again.
I know, and we're trying to. I've been trying to avoid it because
we talked about it earlier in the show. It's all good.
Statistics: Ukraine have opened up more night bars now since you guys given them money. They've got a better nightlife now.
We're not giving them money for the nightlife. We're giving them weapons.
Right. That money's going where it's supposed to go, huh? Just like we gave,
you know it. Ukraine's like famous for putting the money where it's supposed to go.
Just like Obama gave the government of Iran
$1 billion. Biden started this process, so we got to follow through with it.
10% for the big guy.
Yep.
Some Australian kid got eaten by a crocodile or an alligator? No, a crocodile. You guys don't have alligators, right?
Oh, we have, but they're in farms and that, mate. They get eaten by the crocodiles.
This is perfect. We got an Australian story with the Aussie.
We did last time too. There was a stabbing spree in Australia last time he was on.
Massive.
My favorite part of the conversation the article I read was, thank God a cop with a gun showed up to stop him. And I was like, oh, so anyone with a gun could have stopped this asshole.
Oh, mate, well, that happened in a shopping mall. The guy just went crazy. And the thing was, there's a French dude come try to stop him with a bollard. And it just slowed him down until the cop had turned up. And she tried to stop him every way she could. He just kept on coming out of this big carving knife. And she just went bang, bang, bang. See you later. Like, she is a local hero. He killed two babies, mate. Like, it was
insane. If other people in the mall would have had guns, you think it would have been ended sooner?
Oh, he wouldn't have got through the front door. He wouldn't have got through the front door. And Texas? The thing is,
No, you're right.
The other one with the priest, the bishop, there's a bigger story behind that, guys.
Yeah, they cut the kid's fingers off trying to disarm him.
But what they've done, police have done raids. Apparently there's a sleeper cell. And they got 15 to 17-year-old kids who are now setting up. They're learning how, like, they've got some army plans on how to make bombs. It's a bigger story to it.
It's not hard to make shit blow up, dude.
No,
but you pump that shit into, like, Google it, the authorities pick it up straight away, unless you go on the dark web.
Do you know how easy it is to avoid? First of all, don't use Google if you want real information, let alone not being monitored.
I use Google to look up the Anarchist Cookbook all the time.
That's because that's a commonly known thing. If they lied to you about that or misled you, it'd be obvious. Rules for Radicals was Saul Alinsky.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is what they've done is there's a big sleeper cell and they're using kids underage because in Australia, I don't know what it's like in America.
Can't charge them the same.
You can't charge them the same. So they've got this sleeper cell of kids underage. That's why the 16-year-old thought he'd get away with it. He's looking at life in prison now.
Yeah, you're not getting away with it. You might get a lighter sentence. What does that mean? It means they won't execute you.
Right.
You know?
Minus two fingers.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jeez. There's something else in here I wanted to talk about that was in the leftovers.
Make it up, baby.
Oh, well, no. Trump was talking about saying the White House would be a good place for a debate after Biden said he would debate him. That's a mistake.
What do you think that the White House staff comes out with a retraction very soon saying no debate?
He's too old and broken.
They're not going to say that, but they're going to make up some kind of excuse.
Well, this is what gets me. If Biden's old enough to go and run for re-election, right? If his mentally capacity is good enough to go for run for election, why isn't he able to stand trial for taking those documents?
Oh, we've definitely talked about this, how he's not competent to stand trial.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Why? Why if he's allowed to run again? Couldn't they cancel him out?
That brings up a lot of questions that if you bring it up to anyone who's not informed, they have no idea what you're talking about.
Nope.
They just look at you and you're fucking nuts. Like, no, they said he's not competent to stand trial because they tried Trump for the same stuff.
Yep.
So he should too. And like, yeah, I was like, but they said he's not competent. And like, what does that mean? It means he's demented.
Right.
And like, okay. He's like, well, but he's still the president of the United States.
He's got his finger on the pulse. He's got his finger on the button.
Yeah. I don't know how much Joe's doing anything, honestly. Besides pooping in his pants and sitting in his rocking chair with a Afghan on his legs.
He showed that the other day. Oh, somebody showed it. It was Biden come down saying he's had a press interview and he's walking through, I think he's walking Air Force Two, and he goes, my butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped.
Someone shit my pants.
But my butt's been wiped.
Check this out. Joe Biden stopped by a Sheetz. I didn't know what this was. I had to look it up. They're a gas station chain that is also like a semi-restaurant, yeah. like a church's chicken.
No, it's like a Wawa.
Okay, like a Wawa. There you go. It's a better example. And now he's suing them for doing a criminal background check on potential hires.
Well, you gotta always do a background check on your hires.
Because it's racist.
Whatever.
Now, here's the thing that bothers me about this is how do you say a criminal background check is racist without saying one race commits more crime?
100%.
You can't because you're gonna be discriminating against the black people. It's like, why? Because they're all criminals. Excuse me? You know?
Yeah.
It's like, did you just say I can't trust the black man because he's obviously a criminal?
Pretty much.
Maybe he's referring to a Hispanic man or an Asian man. Obviously, right? The Asians do not commit crime. Because in Asia, they get executed for any crime. Anyway, Brian.
I'm ready.
Anything else in here you want to talk about?
Nah, just bring on the debate. I want to see the debate.
Biden changed overtime pay again.
He's trying.
Well, in terms of its salaried employees, this could be a real issue and people are going to stop getting a salary. Basically saying if you work X hours and make less than Y dollars a year, you're going to get overtime from working more than 40 hours a week. But that doesn't sound fair because you agreed to a salary, not an hourly wage. And, if you have a light week of work, you don't get paid less. You still get your salary.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the definition of salary.
That's exactly. If you work less, you get paid the same. You work more, you get paid the same. Now he's saying you should get overtime. Obama did something similar, but that really only affected like McDonald's like managers. This is going to affect people that make like $80,000 a year getting overtime. So it's a big difference. It's not like we're asking the McDonald's manager to work 80 hours a week for her 40-hour paycheck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you're saying people that work at a computer at home remotely get paid overtime. And then next week they basically have off because they did all the work.
I have breaking news from President Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
He went on the Howard Stern show recently.
Yes, he did.
Where he claimed that he once got arrested trying to defend the civil rights of black Americans.
This is not breaking news. This is actually in the fucking Google Doc.
He's still on the porch, didn't he?
And this is the second time he's brought this up. He's like, I got arrested for standing on a black man's porch.
He's my right,
corn pop.
Remember that time, Joe? Remember that time, Joe?
His hairy legs.
Yeah. Stop diddling kids. Legs. Maybe I wanted to fight you, Joe.
Kids love my hairy legs.
All right. Oh, fuck. Some serious tornadoes dropped down in Nebraska.
Yep.
Like a shit ton. Entire neighborhoods got wrecked.
Tornado Alley. What do you expect?
True, but it still sucks when it happens. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, we get blizzards here, but they're not every year, you know?
I got friends that live in Nebraska from the Navy, so, yeah.
Jeez,
he marked
man.
Himself safe from the tornadoes yesterday.
Thank goodness. It's just, wow. So, like 6 or 7 tornadoes touched down and just destroyed entire areas. But
that's what tornadoes do.
All right. Well, go ahead and cue up the music while I bring up the last thing I want to talk about here.
Talk it up.
Apparently, some Secret Service agent lost her mind.
Oh, yeah.
She went nuts.
Other agents, like, brought her to the ground and took her gun away from her. It was insane.
Well, yeah, she, like, attacked her superior officer. With her fists. Brian's supposed to be setting up the exit music and he walks away. Are you kidding me?
Let's talk about this, Brian.
No, this is totally Brian, right? But yeah, she like lost her mind. Started fist fighting her superior officer because she's had enough of this bullshit. They wrestled to the ground, took her weapon, fired her on the spot. Crazy shit, dude. If the Secret Service is losing their mind, oh, makes sense they lose their mind. But
they're under so much pressure right now.
That's a lot of, yeah, that's a serious job, right?
Oh, definitely, mate. Like, you, that's the intensity of it. And like you serve, mate, you know what it's like to be on a serving vessel. Can you imagine having to be with fucking dimwits all day? And you're putting your life in the line for these people. And you're not just working for 6 to 8 hours. Like, you're working big hours.
Well, there you go. Speaking of that shit, a district attorney in New York was, well, the cops attempted to pull over for speeding. She was going 55 and a 35.
Yeah,
They followed her back. The cops followed her back to her house, and she made it sound like she completely complied. Like, I'm just going to go somewhere safe, et cetera. No. But she called the chief of police and said, get this asshole out of here. She's like, I'm the DA, and...
Try to get out of it. Yeah.
I was like, oh, dude, you're going 55 and a 35. That means it's a residential area. Like, people live here.
And he said to her, he goes, why didn't you pull over when you saw the lights? And she said, I thought you want to get past me. And he goes, what, 55?
Yeah.
Apparently
the cop said, so what would you like, man, being the DA? What would you like, ma'am? I don't enforce the law for you, but everyone else?
Yeah, Brian, she's what's got up? A
gap. You ready?
Yeah, you were supposed to close this shit up, and you got up to go take a piss.
Priorities, brother.
We got it. We talked about the Australian shit. Yeah. Brian still can't get the exit music going because he's just...
There's the music playing.
No, it's not. It says, is it muted?
No,
I haven't seen you. I haven't seen your episode, mate. I can't see you.
Oh, it says you're sharing sound, but you're not. I hear nothing. Sound. Well, that's unfortunate. Well, I guess apparently you don't get sound.
Let me check.
Do you want me to do a bit of boom chicka wow wow music? I'll do some boom chicka wow wow music for you if you like.
I would rather not. We did the tornado is standing on the porch. Oh, apparently, nothing, dude. I have no idea. I can't hear you.
I'm playing the fucking music.
Well, apparently you don't know how to do it right. So, anyway, I know.
I did it the same way for the intro music.
I'm just busting his nuts. I'm guessing that's the end of episode 229. Anyone who is still possibly listening live,
nobody's listening.
Please help us out trying to come up with the title.
Boom chicka wow. Oh,
Brian's
wow.
Got some good ones already. And all right, that's our
boom,
shit.
All right,
boom chicka wow wow chicka wow.